Schneer dictating a 12 EKG on patient Van Tanner. I'm sorry, on patient Jay Cross. This goes to Van Tanner on 6/27/24. Mr. Cross performed 12 lead EKG. Period. The patient's in a normal sinus rhythm. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal. New paragraph. Compression normal. EKG next. 12 lead EKG on Noah Goldman. This goes to Dr. Barkley on 6/27/24. Mr. Goldman performed a 12 lead EKG. Period. The patient's in a normal sinus rhythm. Period. QRS complexes appear to be normal. T waves normal. A paragraph impression. Normal EKG. Next. Pre and post bronchial delays for Armstrong, Corey, Dwyer, DWYR. This goes to the VA on 6/27/24. Mr. Dwyer performed pre and post bronchial delays for Armstrong, Corey, prior to the only two bronchial dilators. The force of capacity was normal. There's no significant airways obstruction, period. There's no significant bronchial reactivity, period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/6/24, there's been no change period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Richard Edwards. This goes to Dr. Price. On 6/27/24, Mr. Edwards performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the old bronchodilators, the force of capacity was normal. As well, significant airways obstruction of bronchial reactivity period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/19/24, there's been no significant change. Except no significant bronchial reactivity better than the current study, period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Stephen, STEPHEN, Kunkel, KUNKEL. This goes to Dr. Vaughan on 6/27/24. Mr. Kunkel performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only two bronchodilators, the force of capacity was minimally impaired. There was a severe degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was plus 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 2/20/24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no progression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jeffrey Culley, CULLY. This goes to the VA on 6/27/24. Mr. Culley performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the only bronchodilators, the force of the capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a moderate degree of airway obstruction with a significant change after bronchodilators period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEV 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. Compared to a prior study dated 3/12/24, this was no significant change. In the pre-bronchodilator study, and worsening in the degree of airway obstruction in the post-bronchodilator study, period of paragraph compression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing worsening post-bronchodilator results. Next, 6-minute walk test on Jeffrey Culley. This goes to the VA as well as to Dr. Jared Dant. On 6/27/24, Mr. Culley performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 97% period. The patient achieved 311 meters in 6 minutes. The saturation remained 97% at the end of the study period. To bag of compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next. 6-minute walk test on Eileen, EILEN Ramsdale. This goes to Dr. Bakuda on approved on 6/27/24. Mrs. Ramsdale performed a 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 98% period. Patient walked 409 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 96% period of paragraph impression. Normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Blair Byram. This goes to Dr. Thompson on 6/27/24. Mr. Blair performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the late bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal without significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity period compared to a prior study dated 3/5/24. There's been no significant change period of paragraph compression normal study. Next, 6-minute walk test on patient Paul Murphy. This goes to Dr. Baxley. On 6/27/24, Mr. Murphy performed 6-minute walk test period prior to ambulating. The room air saturation was 95% period. The patient walked 368 meters in 6 minutes and saturation at the end of the study was 92% period. Compared to a prior study dated 11/27/23, there's been slight improvement period of paragraph compression. Mild exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.